Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on July 10th, 2014. I'm your host, Joe Terry. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our mini adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show, or visit us on our website at thesouthbayshow.com. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
Great, wonderful day. It's going to be a wonderful day. And also, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects today. What I call the hidden gem in the South Bay of parenting. And who are our guests today, Jackie?
Well, our guests this morning are Francie Agajanjan, Carmel Madonna, and Amy Glassman. They are all instructors at South Bay Adult School. Now, Francie has taught parenting classes for 25 years. She began her career after graduating from USC as a special ed teacher and is now an interpreter for the deaf. She teaches American Sign Language for hearing babies to help them learn to communicate before they start talking. Francie is married to her college sweetheart of 39 years, has three adult children, and three adorable grandbabies. She loves children and to see the light bulb moment when they form their first sign. Carmel Madonna has been teaching for the last 20 years at the South Bay School, and she loves implementing music into the daily routine. She has been playing her guitar. Her guitar is named Ethel in the class since she started and feels that it makes circle time more enriching. Her passion for teaching parents and their children is infectious. She teaches a class on Thursdays at different parks each week called Music and Movement in the Park and brings a basket of books, art projects, and musical instruments for children to play with. Her students march and dance while getting to know different neighborhoods in the South Bay. Carmel enjoys gardening, books, and the great outdoors. Amy Glassman has been teaching for over 20 years and has been an educator at the South Bay School for almost 10 years now. She takes great joy in being part of a child's first years of school. She originally grew up in Minnesota and has enjoyed living in Hermosa Beach for the past 15 years. She has three wonderful teenage kids and a supportive husband, and her family enjoys traveling and taking bike rides together along the beach when time permits. Now, we have two additional guests today, which I'm sorry I don't have bios on. Judy Sprague is the head of the administration at the South Bay Adult School, and one of the parents, Leslie Len. Now, this morning we'll be discussing some of the programs the South Bay School offers the community, in particular the annual Teddy Bear Picnic. This year the picnic happens on July 17th in Anderson Park in Redondo Beach, and the kids get to sing and learn sign language while enjoying a picnic under the stars with their teddy bears. So Francie, Carmel, Amy, Judy, Leslie, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for joining us. This is
exciting. We got the whole gang. We got the whole gang here.
Very exciting. So let's start with you, Francie. This has been something that you've been doing for some time. Tell us, and you know, I do want to focus really on the South Bay Adult School in general, because it's such an amazing program. And for those people that don't know about it and either have small children or know of neighbors and friends in the South Bay that have small children, they really need to know about it, don't they, Francie?
Yes, they do. I think it's the best kept secret in the South Bay.
Right. Why do you think that is? But also, let's just talk about what is the South Bay Adult School? And do we teach adults there?
Yes. Judy, you want to take that?
Well, we are part of the parent education part of the South Bay Adult School, but we also offer classes, parenting classes, that are one-day classes for children from 0 to 5 years of age. But we also have a preschool program that's called a parent participation program, and we have been calling it the South Bay Family Tree, part of the South Bay Adult School. The South Bay Adult School itself is a huge school that encompasses ESL classes, GED classes, job training classes, computer classes, all sorts of community ed classes. But what we wanted to focus on today is one section of the South Bay Adult School, a program called South Bay Family Tree. And
right.
That is our parent education and preschool program.
Can you tell us a little bit about when did the South Bay parent education part start? When did that start?
1952, our parent education program started with just a couple of classes. And we believe that education is through play-based learning and hands-on academic experience, the children can develop skills necessary to be engaged and confident and successful learners and ready for kindergarten. And it starts at birth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Our children, my oldest, Sarah, is 25, and she started when Judy was teaching.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Very well. Sarah, Olivia, and Jared.
Yes.
They're all in my class.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And it's just an amazing program. We love it. We love it. We love it. Of course, my wife, Carrie, has been a teacher's aide there for over 12 years.
I was just going to say, Joe, I had just heard that you had a connection.
Yeah, it really is very, very familiar ground to me, and so I want to make sure I cover it, you know, as best I can. I want to be the best host I can possibly be.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yes?
All three of my children have been through the program, too, and the oldest is now the father of my three darling grandchildren, who all happened to sign before they spoke.
Whoa.
You know, I want to ask about this. So about what age do children generally start speaking? Just a round number.
At least probably about a year is the average.
Mm-hmm. That's okay, so for speaking. So if you're teaching them sign language, how much sooner can they start doing that?
Usually the average child, it depends, too, on how diligent the parents are at using it all the time with them at home. So probably about 8 or 9 months, they really can start giving you signs whether they want water or food, whether they're tired, all done. My grandson at 12 months had probably 15 signs and about 5 words.
Wow.
So, it's really helpful, and it reduces frustration. It does a lot of wonderful things. It develops a rapport between the child and the parent. It increases, research has shown that it increases their IQ and increases their vocabulary, and they become better readers because of it.
Wow. That is really powerful, because it is one of those things that parents, mothers, and fathers learn to read their child when they're tired, when they're hungry, and so forth. But if they can actually participate in a conversation at 8 months, it's just magical.
Yeah.
No more guessing. My diaper's wet. I'm hungry. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's magical. Wow. So, Amy, can you give us a little bit of your history with parent education? How long have you been working there? And what do you think is the most interesting and one of the most powerful parts of why someone with a new child or a two-year-old or a five-year-old should join the program?
Thank you for asking. I have been with the program for almost 10 years. My own children, three of them, have been through the program as well from 0 to 5 years old. And the most wonderful and interesting thing is this program is unique because it has 6 locations, which makes it so available for parents to find places to go within the South Bay, and they have a variety of places. I personally met so many friends through this program that I've still maintained close friendships with through the years, and I've watched parents in my own classroom create those same friendships from year to year. So typically, in a weekly setting, the parents are working in my classroom, in my preschool classroom, 1 out of the 3 days a week, and they have the opportunity to talk with other parents, to engage in how their children are learning that one day, that they're actually there. And they also have the ability to see how the classroom is functioning. And so many preschools don't offer that. And they drop off their kids, they say goodbye, and you kind of wonder as a parent, what happened all day? And at our program, it really gives parents the opportunity to see these relationships and how their kids are functioning and growing. And those early years in preschool are just dynamic to setting them up for how they handle different critical thinking skills throughout their lives.
Right. One of the perennial issues, I mean, as I said, you know, we've known Judy for well over 20 years because we were in the program with my first child, Sarah. But one of the perennial questions is how to get the word out, how to you know, get the message out, advertise that the South Bay Adult School Parenting Education is available to people so that it can grow and be strong. I want to ask Leslie. Leslie, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi. How did you hear about Parent Ed?
Well, I actually heard about it from a friend. It was word of mouth.
Yep.
Right. And, of course, that's kind of the
new role I've taken on with the whole program. We've created a parent advisory board where a lot of the parents, like myself, who have been in the program feel like it is such a blessing to have this community and program that we've all kind of worked together to build this parent advisory board to help get the word out and strengthen the program and make sure that it's going to be around for 62 more years.
Right. It's incredibly valuable. I think people really can't imagine how wonderful people, how much people love this program that go through it. The teachers, how passionate they are. It's a labor of love. Carmel, tell us a little bit about what it's like to be a teacher. And, of course, all the teachers have valid California teaching credentials. It's a pretty special program.
Well, I have loved every moment here for my 20 years. I started out in pre-K, and then I found my niche in the 3 to 4 year old class. Mm-hmm. And once I was able to develop and start the music and movement in the park, well, I'm in love every day. I get up, I jump up, I grab Ethel, my guitar, and all of my little gadgets, and every day is just a joy.
Mm. Well, I want to hear more about the music and movement in the park. That sounds terrific, and the fact that you move throughout the South Bay, you go to different places so the kids get to learn about different places?
Absolutely. I have a lot of parents even that are coming in from the military, from Colorado. I've had people all over, and they're like, we don't even know these parks that I bring them to. So what we do is I'm like a gypsy. I move around to different parks, and I bring everything in my trunk with me, which is what I had dreamed of 30 years ago when I was going to El Camino to have a actually a van. I have a car, but I wanted a van full of, you know, so I could have hula hoops in there too and everything. So I do themes. Like, I try to keep it the same as my classroom Monday, Wednesday, Friday, where I'm at Pacific teaching the 3 to 4s. And then I bring in the art project, and I'm all about process. So it's not really about how it ended up. It's like how you feel while you're doing it. And the music part of it is what really jumps me and gets me started, because I have, like, sometimes 30, 40 kids marching behind me with instruments. Their parents are amazed. And, you know, I really am too, because the babies are actually not, you know, as easy for me because they can't speak back. That's why I love Francie with the ASL. And they, but they stare and they waddle up and they really pay attention. Mm-hmm. And I let them touch and feel everything so that they have an opportunity to really, you know, enjoy themselves and their parents as well. I ask their parents to bring their guitars, their instruments. I'll show them a few chords if they forgot, give them a refresher course. And we've really developed a community over here of people that just enjoy coming to school.
Right. Right. Wow.
That sounds like so much fun.
Come and join me sometime. Ask me on a Thursday, where am I? Because this, today, later on, I'll be at Valley Park.
And I'm come on July 17th and bring a picnic dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Anderson Park.
July 17th at Valley Park.
No, Anderson Park.
That'll be at Anderson Park. And Francie and I have been doing this singing and signing different concerts for about 10 years. So we mix it up. And this year, the Teddy Bear Picnic, everybody will be coming. They'll be bringing their bears. Francie will absolutely interpret everything that I say. And I talk and sing really fast. So I try to slow down, which is kind of hard for me. And all the parents bring a picnic, and we've had nice groups coming and having a great time. And I think that, you know, if you, anybody that wants to come, you should just register online at southbayadult.org and look for that teddy bear icon and click on, because we still have space. We have space for 40 families. We're trying to keep it at that number, and I'm looking forward to it.
And they'll learn some signs for every song that we sing, and they have a piece of paper to go home with to review them.
Excellent.
Okay, I just have to throw something in here. When I was first reading the information about the Teddy Bear Picnic, an old, old song popped in my head. My mother used to collect these old Bakelite albums, records, and there was a song called the Teddy Bear Picnic. Any of you familiar with it?
If you go down in the woods
today,
a big surprise. We start out with that. That is our. That's how we kicked it off. And then we do Teddy Bear Turn Around. And then I have a little song that I wrote that will be, it'll go a little bit like this. Pack your suitcase, call your mother, get ready to go. Grab your teddy bear and a sweater to wear on our singing and signing show. So we just keep it going all night. And I do know that song. I'm happy to hear that it's still out there and we're still singing it.
Oh, I remember it. I remember it from my childhood. Yeah.
Great
one. You don't know it, do you, Joe?
No, I don't know that song, but I like the way that you sing that. That was Carmel.
Come to the park Thursday on the 17th and you can learn it, Joe.
Okay, so we're finally into the meat of it, the actual thing that people have logged in from coast to coast to find out more about the Teddy Bear Picnic. So, Amy, can you tell me exactly what is the Teddy Bear Picnic?
That's funny.
You know, I was fortunate when my children were going through this program, we would go to the Teddy Bear Picnic. And it was so fun because we would tell other friends, we're going to this event at the park, you've got to go. And we would spread the word, and it was such an opportunity for neighbors and friends and people who didn't know about the program. Oh, my goodness, this is going on, and young families are going to the park to have a picnic and listen to music, and the kids were up and moving around. And what I really loved about it was, just like they mentioned, my kids, they'd be eating their dinner, and then all of a sudden there's a song, and the movement is going on. And it's a family night out in the community that just brings people together and supports the whole idea of parents being together at, when they're new to a community or when they've been here a long time. They meet so many new friends in an experience like this. There's just a chance to communicate and have a good time.
Right. Wow.
You haven't been to it, have you, Joe?
Actually, I have.
Oh, you have?
Yes, I have. Not
you
recently.
You were there on cowboy night, weren't you, Joe?
I think
I saw you with that cowboy hat, and we were riding on a range, and there was no clouds in the sky.
Right.
I remember.
I think I've just blocked it out, though, Jack.
We've done different themes over the years. We did the beach blanket bingo, we've done a patriotic night when it was close to 4th of July, and
A to Z
songs. So we kind of switch it up and change the theme each year when we do them.
Oh, okay, so there's a theme outside of the teddy bear theme.
Correct.
Okay. And Joe was there for the cowboy theme.
That's right.
Yes. We've always called it singing and signing under the stars, and then we try to figure out what we want to do. And this year, I just love the way Francie does going on a bear hunt. So I said, let's do it. But we just take a picture of the bear. I just want to make that very clear. We're kind to the bear at the end. We just caught him.
Okay, wait. So this year the theme is a bear hunt.
Yeah, teddy bear picnic, but we go on a bear hunt. But I'm saying we only take a shot with a camera, okay?
Okay. Right. That's good to know.
That's right. Catch and release.
It's another song. You haven't heard it, I guess.
Tell us. Sing it for us.
Well, Francie.
Going on a bear hunt.
I'm going on a bear hunt.
Gonna catch a big one.
I'm gonna catch a big one.
I'm not afraid. Open the door. It goes on and on, and all the things you have to do to go on a bear hunt, and then when you finally catch him, you're scared, and you scream, and you run back and do everything backwards.
Going through the river, jumping back in your bed and putting your covers over your head.
It's very participatory, so all the kids and the parents do the motions and the actions that we're talking about. It's very fun.
I think people are going to be amazed if they look into this more, or that they tell their friends and neighbors that have small children, and they look into this, they will be amazed. We're talking about the South Bay Adult School Parent Ed Program, Family Tree. It's amazing program right here in the South Bay, and for early education for children, and the parents learn something too. It's parent participation. It's really wonderful. And we're talking about the Teddy Bear Picnic at Anderson Park on the 17th. So you really need to find out more about that at southbayadult.org and look for the teddy bear icon. I'm looking for the teddy bear icon. I can't find it, but we're going to talk about that. We also, if you want to call in and ask a question, we'd love for you to do that. Please do call in at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. If you're listening out there and you want to ask a question or make a comment, we'd love to have your question or comment. And did someone want to make a point?
Hi, this is Leslie. I just want to say if people want to follow us, we have a Facebook page that is very informative also. So they can visit the program at facebook.com/parenteducation.
Right. So it's really that simple, facebook.com, it's a /, but facebook.com/parenteducation?
Yes.
Wow, that's easy, and you guys got that. Okay, that's almost like a domain name. That's really powerful.
Joe gets very excited about URLs.
Yes, I do. All right, well, that's great. Leslie, is that specifically parent education program, or is that the booster club?
It is the parent education program.
Okay.
So you'll find out all kinds of different information about the different classes. There's lots of tips for families, lots of fun activities to learn about, lots of pictures about what's going on, and just local information about what's going on in the South Bay that you can actually do with your family.
Right. I am so proud of our parent education program here in the South Bay to have it. They don't have it in New York. They don't have it in Florida, Illinois, or Texas. It's facebook.com/parenteducation. It's your South Bay Adult School Parent Education right here in the South Bay. Excellent.
And I have a question.
Yeah.
Several times a year, I get little glossy magazine from the city. Mm-hmm. And I've seen them for several cities, and it has, you know, general information, special events. And then there's always a good chunk of it that has classes, and it's, and I believe it says South Bay Adult School. Mm-hmm. Is that the same organization?
Yes, it is. We have a parent ed is one of the
division,
but it is in there with all of our other classes. So we mail it out four times a year, a brochure, so that you can look at all of the classes.
Oh, okay. I get that. All right. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. We have a caller. Caller, last four digits, 9989. You're on
Whoa.
The air.
Hi, this is JC. Hi, this is JC, and I was wondering, I'm a grandparent. Can grandparents come to this? It sounds like so much fun.
That's a great question. Of course, we love to have grandparents. I encourage them to come to my baby sign language class, and I also encourage nannies, if they're the ones who are the main caretaker, so that they can learn the signs as well. We always welcome grandparents and parents to come in and participate and see what the program is about so they can be involved in their grandchildren's lives.
So often in this area, we have a lot of grandparents that come and visit from out of town, and we just welcome them with open arms. I often find the grandparents saying to me, should I just sit over here? And I said, well, why don't you join in? We're going to do this activity right at this table, and you can help the kids with these letters, or you can help them with these puzzles. And before you know it, the grandparents are getting a little dirty, and they're getting messy, and they're like, wow, this is really fun.
JC, have you attended a few classes with your grandchild?
I have, but rarely, and I think this is a good – this sounds like a really good way for grandparents to get started in that, because – it sounds so scary for a grandparent to go back to school, mm-hmm. even with your grandchild. So this picnic idea and kind of participating sounds like a great way to get grandparents to feel at ease to come to something like this and bring a little dinner and watch the talent up front, and I think it would be a neat idea.
I agree. Francie, can you tell us where Anderson Park is?
It's at 3107 Vale in Redondo Beach. It's just south of Manhattan Beach Boulevard.
Yes.
I was going to ask. I'm good with landmarks. Is it near? Is it in a community? Is it in a housing area? Is it whereabouts is that address?
Actually, that is right next to Lincoln Elementary School. So if you were, traveling east on Manhattan Beach Boulevard, mm-hmm. you would be already past Aviation Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And it used to be a TRW on the left. What is that, Northrop? Something like that. Turn right on Vale, and it's about six blocks down, and then you would turn right again right there. There's a huge parking lot. There's enough parking for a lot of people there.
And a great playground.
Well, that sounds easy. Now I know about where it is.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for putting this on the air. I think it's so important and so needed. That's wonderful, and I'm going to sign off. Thanks. I really appreciate this show today.
Thank you very much. And JC and other listeners, you can share this show if you go to the website South Bay by Jackie.com, and you click on the link Blog Talk Radio, then you can share that link with anyone that's interested in the South Bay Adult School, and then they can hear this show and find out more. We're going to talk about lots more different stuff right now. We're going to take a station break and talk about a sponsor. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
Well, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
Okay, so I guess Leslie, I'll pass this one to you. I'm unable to find. Oh, you know, it's right there at the top, the very first blue button on the left. If you go to southbayadult.org, the very first blue button on the left is South Bay Family Tree Parent Education, and
yeah.
then you're right there at the South Bay Family Tree Parent Education page. And they talk about all the activities. They've got Judy's phone number. I don't see her home phone number here, so there's a mistake there. We need her home phone number. And then
on the right-hand side in the upper corner, you'll see registration, and
yes.
You'll see summer, and that's where we have the link to register for the Teddy Bear Picnic.
Okay.
But you'll also find all the classes we have coming up in the fall.
Okay. So you click right there on register here?
Yes. You can click the link if you want to read what the classes are.
Yes.
I think it right above it
yes.
says view classes.
Yes. So, Leslie, as a member of the duly authorized Parent Advocate Committee, If you can help make those buttons bigger, more obvious.
We're working on it.
All right, They for all this time, and it's been, you know, over 20 years, as I say, we've often talked about how we could use more advertising, more glitz, more glamour to get the word out there and having a parent. How many people are on the Parent Advisory Committee?
I want to say six, eight.
Okay.
I believe eight.
Okay. Well, I won't put you on the spot to name them all, but I think this is such a great idea. I'm sure that lots and lots of great things will come out of that, because I know most all the parents have a deep love for the program and want to help, and a parent advisory committee is an amazing idea. How long has the Parent Advisory Committee been in force?
About 2 months.
Okay, it's new.
So we're working hard.
Awesome. That's wonderful. It's wonderful. And one of the fruits is this program. You know, this program is a permanent record. People can share this via email and so forth. Again, as I say, you just go to southbaybyjackie.com. And then you'll see Blog Talk Radio over there on the right, that button, and then you'll see this program, and you can share this with.
Actually, I changed the title. Instead
sure.
of Blog Talk Radio, I put this. Now there's a page on the menu bar that says the South Bay Show, and that lists all of the shows, and
they're
archived on the site forever. So
right,
yeah,
right. There you go.
Okay, quickly, I just need a little clarification here. So this Teddy Bear Picnic, you want people to register for it, but do they have to be members of the program, or can it be somebody else? Somebody
no.
that's just listening to the show that wants to do it?
It could be anybody who wants to come to the show. You do not have to register to be part of the program. It's $15 per family, so... All, you know, it could be grandparents giving the parents a day, you know, a night off, and they're going to take the kids somewhere fun that's very interactive and educational. It's definitely, you know, less expensive than taking them to the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And is there an age limit or an age bracket that that is suggested, or is it all ages for kids?
It's all ages. Everyone will have fun, but they really do need to pre-register so that we can prepare for how many families will be joining us.
Okay. All right. All right. Got it.
And registration will close the day before.
And what time is it from? To from?
6 to 8.
Oh, okay. All right. So
you can arrive early and play at the park if anybody wants to, you know, get some extra playtime in and a good parking spot. Well, I told you the parking lot's huge. But anyways, they can come early because the park's wide open. And there's two structures, one small one for the toddlers, and it's all enclosed. It's really nice. And then the large one has about 11 slides for, like, even older kids. 10-year-olds are going to enjoy this park, 11-year-olds. So the whole family. It doesn't have to just be grandpa getting out and grandma getting out, but let's bring everybody with us, uncles, aunts, for the $15. That's why, you know, this is a community building. We don't make any money really on this, but we really want to build our community and get to know our neighborhoods.
And also, I know sometimes that 8 o'clock ending time scares people with little ones who have bedtimes. If they need to leave early, that's fine too.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I think it's a great introduction to the program because the program is so parent-involved, and I think that's something that maybe we should explain is the parent participation in the program.
Please, yes.
So I can talk from a parent perspective, and then I'll let the teachers talk from their perspective. One of the keys to the program that really interests me in becoming a part of it was the parent participation. And what exactly that means is the parent has what we like to call a work day in the classroom, which means the day that you're in the classroom, you're really involved in what's going on in the activities that day. For instance, you could be on your work day part of the science project that they're working on, and the parents work with the kids. They get the supplies from the classroom or whatever the theme may be for the week, and they work with all the children and all the kids. And it's a really great bonding experience for the parent and the child to work together on something outside of the house and really spend quality time together. You know, you get to do all the fun projects that maybe you don't want to do in your house, like the messy paint and, you know, all, you know, water play and all those sorts of things that...
The volcano.
Yes, exactly. We do a volcano, you know, all those sorts of things that you wouldn't necessarily do at home on your own. And each week you rotate to something different as a parent. Then, you know, the following week you would be in art, or you would be on snack, or you would be, you know, on outside play where, you know, you help come up with different ideas for the kids to play. What I really enjoyed is because I have two boys is that it was a one-on-one time for me and each child in the classroom together where, you know, it gave my son more confidence to be a part of a community and to be a part of the classroom. It was a great stepping stone for him to be able to, you know, loosen up his you know, grip on me and become a part of, you know, other kids socially and, you know, be part of other families. Mm-hmm. And the relationships and the friendships I've made in the program are just, I mean, I can't even tell you how dear I hold it to my heart.
Sure.
I moved into Manhattan Beach from another area in Los Angeles, you know, being a mom of two boys, I was, you know, I was kind of struggling with what I was going to do, you know, who my friends were, you know, it was kind of just difficult for me on my own, but you know, being a part of the program, I met so many wonderful families who are all in the same boat. We all live in the same area. We're all part of the same community that even after my classes for my kids are finished, we're still meeting out. We're still having parties together. We're still involved in so many things together, which is great. And my older son, who didn't necessarily do the program, it still feels like he's a part of it because he knows everyone. He knows all the teachers. He knows, you know, all the different classmates that his brother has had. And, you know, seeing them outside of the classroom and in the community really is such a great bonding experience.
Okay. It's, all right. I have to ask now, somebody mentioned earlier that you have 6 locations. Can you give us the locations?
Sure. We actually have 2 in Manhattan Beach.
One is next to Pacific Elementary, which is on Pacific Avenue. We have another one, which is in on Peck near Pollywog Park. And then there's the Hermosa. North Campus, which is in Hermosa Beach, which is at 417 25th Street.
At Morningside.
At Morningside Drive. And then we have one on Knob Hill in Redondo Beach. It's where the TK program is.
Explain what TK is.
TK is Transitional Kindergarten. And then we have the Edison building on Inglewood in Redondo Beach.
Mm-hmm. All right. I just wanted to know where they were.
Right.
They're very accessible.
I think it's really important as the teacher to explain a little bit about the parents being involved. At the beginning of every fall school year, we have an orientation meeting, and the parents come, not with their kids that day, and that evening we talk about the program, and we get everybody to share a little bit about themselves. And the unique part of that first meeting to me is just a joy, because you get to see these parents coming together for the first time, and they all are there because they care about their kids. And I tell them that you're giving your kids the greatest gift, because you're showing them that you love learning, you want to be here one day a week, you want to participate, and you spread that. And I truly believe that education is a teamwork. Parents, teachers, everybody working together. We create this bond for our kids to continue to grow from year to year. So meeting together at our orientation meeting, we talk about that, and we share where we've come from, different professions people have been involved with, and it just instantly kind of tells everybody we're here for the same reason. Our kids matter. We matter as parents. I always say to the parents, it's important to let your kids know that as a parent, this is a new thing for you. This is a new job. And, you know, a lot of times my three-year-old parent, they just have a three-year-old, or maybe they have a five-year-old. They've only been doing it for a few years. So it's a learning experience for everybody. And I think we definitely open our hearts to working together as a team.
And if I can add to that, what's also great about this program is if you are a parent and you're looking for classes like Mommy and Me or just classes to do with your child, what's great about it is if they have a younger sibling that's 6 months and younger, they can bring the infant to the class with them. So they don't have to worry about, oh, who's going to take care of the baby if I want to go to, you know, on my work day where I need to be there for my older child. What's so great is it is a community, and they can bring the sibling to the sibling classes. You know, where the mom, you don't know how many moms come with the baby in tow attached to their chest or attached to their back or in the stroller, and they're able to really participate with the older child, which is such a great benefit, because there's not a lot of, you know, Mommy and Me time or parent and me time when you have the older sibling once the new baby comes along. Mm-hmm. And another great point is if you have like an aunt or an uncle or a grandparent or even just a nanny or a caregiver that takes care of your child, they can also work on your parent participation day. So if you have someone taking care of your child, but, you know, you want them to get out of the house and you want them to be more socially involved, this is also a great place for you to sign them up and for them to take part in.
This is...
Sounds like it's for the whole family.
It does, and it is, and even the dads get involved. I can
attest
dads. To that.
We have a lot of dads that come to our program. You know, with all the flex time and dads working from home now, there's a lot of them. Last year I had four dads that came to my sign language for babies every week, and I had a grandma that's been with me for 4 years now with different grandchildren, and she keeps coming back, and she's like the expert in my sign language class now.
it's absolutely unique, absolutely priceless, you know, for those people that don't know about it, it's a tragedy that they don't take advantage of it. We want all the classes to be full. We want there to be a mile-long waiting list.
Yeah. Thank you.
We want everyone in the program fully occupied and fully employed. It's amazing. And so hopefully this will help. Hopefully this will help. Now, we're going to take a break, and we're going to find out what else is going on around the South Bay. We'll be back talking about the Teddy Bear Picnic and the South Bay parent education. But at this time, Jackie, what else is going on around the South Bay?
The South Bay by Jackie Weekend Guide is brought to you by Rockin' Brews PCH. Rockin' Brews PCH is proud to serve an extensive menu of casual American comfort food and over 100 craft beers in their family-friendly backstage beer garden at the beach. Now you can get all your favorite Rockin' Brews menu items, such as Asian spicy wings and the Maui Waui pizza, to go. Call in your order or stop by on the way home, and it'll be ready in minutes. In addition, Rockin' Brews is making party planning fun and easy with its new catering menu. Rockin' Brews PCH is conveniently located at the crossroads of Pacific Coast Highway and Palos Verdes Boulevard and has plenty of on-site parking. For all the details, visit the website at rockinbrews.com or call 310-378-4970. Now, before I jump into the weekend guide, I have to tell you, Joe, yeah. I did something for the first time. Yesterday morning, I took my first SUP class.
Yes. What's up?
What's up? Stand-up paddle. The crew at Olympus Board Shop in Torrance set my niece and I up for a two-hour lesson at a King Harbor yesterday, and oh, my goodness, it was so much fun.
I know, and he keeps asking about me.
I know. You got to get out there. He asked about you again. You got to get out there. So that's just one more thing you can do this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what else is going on? The Redondo Beach Pier Association presents the Summer of Music Concert Series every Thursday and Saturday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. It runs through August 30th. These concerts are free to the public, so gather your family, friends, and neighbors for a casual, relaxing evening of entertainment the South Bay Way. For more information, directions, and concert schedule, visit the website at www.redondopier.com. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce hosts the third annual Economic Forum Friday, July 11th from 7 to 10 a.m. at the Manhattan Beach Marriott. New this year, a business expo will be featured as part of the forum, and that kicks off at 7 a.m. with a breakfast. A special presentation from Bruce Moe, finance director at the City of Manhattan Beach, will begin at 8. The forum will be comprised of two panel sessions and will feature preeminent leaders from Manhattan Beach and comparable coastal communities with knowledge of downtown districts and large commercial properties in the South Bay. Panel 1 will focus on the economic vitality and importance of downtown districts and how they fit into the city's structure, while Panel 2 focuses on the strengths and challenges that key commercial properties face while serving as a strong economic engine for the community. Attendees will learn how economic development can shape the future of Manhattan Beach when the community embraces a vision. The cost to attend is $55 per person. For additional information, contact Lori Tostado, Director of Business Development at the Chamber, at 310-545-5313. The Manhattan Beach Marriott is located at 1400 Park Avenue in Manhattan Beach. The South Bay Greek Festival, an annual tradition since 1964, kicks off on Friday, July 11th and runs through Sunday, July 13th. All things Greek will be featured at this popular South Bay event. Music, dancing, games for the kids, and food. Lots and lots of fabulous food. Proudly sponsored by St. Catholic Greek Orthodox Church. Admission donations are only $2 for adults, $1 for seniors, and free for kids under 12. Or if you visit the website, you can receive a free admission coupon. The South Bay Greek Festival takes place at St. Catholic Greek Orthodox Church, located at 722 Knob Hill between Prospect Avenue and Pacific Coast Highway in Redondo Beach. For more information, visit the website at sbgreekfestival.com or call 310-540-2433. All right, and it's time for the G.I. Joe Summer Peer-to-Peer Run Walk. The event takes place on Saturday, July 12th, and gets underway at 7 a.m. at the Hermosa Beach Pier. The course goes from the Hermosa Pier to the Manhattan Pier and back in the sand and covers a total of 4 miles. The runner with the fastest course time, both male and female, wins $100. New this year, all participants are invited to G.I. Joe's after party at Silvio's Brazilian Barbecue and will receive a 15% discount on meals. Registration is $40. For additional information and registration, visit the website at www.mbbootcamp.com. Or you can call Joe Charles at 310-981-9339. Okay, Shade Hotel offers a yoga class every Saturday morning on the rooftop deck, sky deck. Gather a few friends for an all-levels class taught by certified yogi Catherine Guerra from 9 to 10 a.m. The class is $10 per person, and this event is weather permitting, so don't show up if it's raining. And attendees should bring their own mat. It's a terrific way to start the day. Call 310-546-4995 to reserve your space. For additional information, you can visit the website at www.shadehotel.com or call 310-546-4995. Shade is located at 1221 North Valley Drive in Manhattan Beach. The City of El Segundo Recreation and Parks Department is proud to present the 2014 Summer Concerts in the Park series sponsored by Chevron. These free concerts take place on select Sunday evenings at Library Park, located at the 600 block of Main Street in downtown El Segundo. Activities begin at 4 p.m., with the music starting at 4:30 and running until 6 p.m. Local food vendors will be on hand, and kids can stop by the gazebo for a free face painting and arts and crafts provided by Camp Cowabunga Day Camp. The show on Sunday, July 13th, this Sunday, July 13th, features platinum rock stars. No glass containers are permitted, and please leave the pets at home. For more information, call 310-524-2700 or visit the website at www.elsegundo.org. As I mentioned, Library Park is located in the 600 block of Main Street in El Segundo. And the Lunada Bay Homeowners Association presents the Summer Concert Series in Lunada Bay Park this Sunday, July 13th. That starts at 6. You can bring a picnic dinner and enjoy a wonderful evening in the park with your family, friends, and neighbors. This event also features a raffle and prizes. Lunada Bay Park is located at Palos Verdes Drive West and Via Carrillo in Palos Verdes Estates. For additional information, visit the website at www.lbhoa.org. That's Lunada Bay Homeowners Association, just the initials. Okay, here's a fun one. Murad Inclusive Health Spa in El Segundo is hosting a summer skin event on Tuesday, July 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. Guests will have the opportunity to meet Dr. Howard Murad and hear his tips on taking care of your skin during the summer season. They'll also be introducing some of the newest services offered at the spa, including a 15-minute express service and the new medical aesthetic services. The special evening with Dr. Murad will include complimentary express treatments, raffle prizes, special discounts on spa services, complimentary drinks and hors d'oeuvres, professional peel demonstration, and a gift bag. There is a $25 reservation fee, which is redeemable towards products and services purchased that evening. And space is limited, so be sure to call and make a reservation at 310-726-0470. And for additional information, you can visit that website at www.murad.com. The Murad Inclusive Health Spa is located at 2141 Rosecrans Avenue, the first floor courtyard in El Segundo. And as always, be sure to check the calendar links and things to do page on my website, www.southbaybyjackie.com, for details on these and other events happening throughout the South Bay. And tomorrow morning on the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, it's all about the third annual Manhattan Beach Economic Forum, as I mentioned earlier, taking place at the Manhattan Beach Marriott tomorrow. And we're not quite sure what we're doing there yet, Joe. We don't know if we're going to do it live from there or we're going to do our regular thing, but it's going to be all about the economic forum.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. Absolutely. So, Judy Sprague, Judy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Judy, how is it best for people to go to the website or call, or what's the best way to find out more about the Parent Edition program?
The best way to register or to learn about the program. We do have, all of our teachers have a web page. Mm-hmm. They can click on the teacher's name under staff, and it will bring them to the teacher's website, and the teachers all have a bio, and some of them have their schedules up. They probably haven't done it for the fall yet. They're probably in the process, but they can always call me, and I would love to schedule a tour for them. I'm available every day, so I welcome anybody to come and visit our program during the summer. The last few, we have three more weeks of our summer school program, and they can get an idea of what's in store for them in the fall.
Right.
My number is 310-376-6211, extension 12, and I encourage people to call, and I can explain it to anything that they want to know over the phone, and I'd love to give them a tour of our any of our sites.
Can you give that phone number again?
Yes, it's 310-376-6211, extension 12.
Excellent. We have done an amazing job, I think. Francie, any last words in the last few minutes that we have?
Well, I think one of the things that needs to be mentioned is that, as I said before, we're one of the best-kept secrets in the South Bay, but we are one of the most reasonably priced programs, too. And I think if that's an issue for parents, they need to really go on the website and see how economical it is to have a one-day-a-week class for 9 months, and it's really not only is it inexpensive, but it's so fun and enjoyable for you and your child.
Right.
And we have three-day-a-week classes, two-day-a-week, four-day-a-week, five-day-a-week. So there's a variety of classes that you can look at on the website. And we have a brand-new class called Do Re Mi and the Family that I'll let Carmel explain.
Do you have a second there? Do Re Mi and the Family is a brand new class. They're going to start this fall. It's going to be 6 weeks, and it starts at 6 o'clock at night till 8, and it's a Pacific campus. It'll be starting October 16th on Thursday night. So look for it in your fall brochure when it comes out, and you can also call and ask Judy anything about it. But registration begins August 1st for that, and that class for 6 weeks will be $89 for a 2-hour class for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's really reasonable. Wow.
I hope so. We're going to be doing free art as well, and I'm all about the process, so whatever it comes out is fine. It's going to be like a birthday party almost each week because I don't know what age the children are going to show up, but I have experience now to be able to deal with all different ages, and I think that we're going to have a really good time here. So I hope people will sign up. Nobody has signed up yet because it hasn't gone to registration. But August 1st, please log in and look for Do Re Mi and the Family.
Or call Judy. She loves talking to people.
Amy,
yes.
Do you have any last exhortations to people that are not involved in this program yet and why they should get involved?
Well, it's interesting that you asked that. I'll never forget 1 year I had a parent drive all the way from Tarzana 3 times a week to take my class because she was told by her sister-in-law, who now lives in San Francisco, this is the best program. You have to come to this program. So I really, truly believe that we've been fortunate to have parents that are amazing and involved, but we've also had some celebrities. Last year I was fortunate. One of my past graduated students brought his uncle in, and it was Jack Johnson, the singer.
Right.
And he did a little concert for the classrooms over at the North Campus, which is in Hermosa Beach. And he stopped by and came in our classroom, and he sang some songs with the kids. And it's phenomenal how many people this program affects. And having everybody come together, celebrities, your ordinary community members, it just really makes us feel like one big place to learn and continue to love that learning. It all starts when they're young, and it needs to grow, and that's our whole core concept here.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get the parents who are probably brain dead right now because they've just had a new baby and they don't know what they're doing, and they're exhausted because they're sleep deprived, and those baby classes are so invaluable for these brand new parents.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And yes, we want all comers, those that are brain dead, those that are sleep deprived, come and we will help you.
That's right.
Joe, that is true. This program is about helping the kids and the parents and continually being supported. There's no judgment. I always tell the parents when we walk in, we're here to support you. We're going to support each other. And there's not many places you can find that, and that's what makes us so unique. And I hope people log on and realize that we offer so many classes for the fall, and there's still many places available for them, and they can find things between the ages of 0 to 5 and enjoy a really good school year with lots of learning.
Well, this is wonderful.
Healthy family tree.
This is wonderful. This is one of the shows off my bucket list. My wife has been asking me for years to do this show, and we finally got it done. Thanks, Jackie.
Very welcome.
Thanks, yes. Leslie.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for playing along.
All right. Francie, Amy, Carmel, thank you so much. Judy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
All right. I think people will be amazed if they join the program. Bye-bye.
Bye.